Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our program, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Meanwhile, in the area of consumer safety, U.S. regulators have launched an investigation of nearly 40,000 Hyundai IONIQ 5 electric cars. Apparently, they have a bad habit of losing power while on the road. You're just, you know, driving on down the road, and all of a sudden, you start coasting to a stop. So they're looking into that as well. The technology is still not really quite developed. Let's see. We've got a caller on the line. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello, Mike. I always wondered why the Bible Belt South, and we're talking Texas over to the southeast coast of the United States, receives more bad weather and storms than any place else in the country. And Tuesday night, June 20th, I found out, and it's not climate change like the news media keeps telling us. PBS did a documentary that day about the Bible Belt South, and it was titled Pride Land, where more people in that area live the Sodom and Gomorrah lifestyle than any place else in the country. And to me, that kind of behavior demands judgment and punishment from God. And they've been getting it now for decades because they still haven't learned their lesson. It's getting worse every year, and that behavior is rapidly spreading all over the world. So what do you think?
Well, you know, weather is controlled by a lot of factors, and as far as the Bible Belt getting all that weather, it's just part of nature. I mean, you know, Columbus wasn't expecting the hurricanes that he encountered when he sailed across the Atlantic, and, you know, we have cold air coming down from Canada, kind of ricochets off the Rockies and blows east. Got warm air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico that's moving north from Coriolis effect. And that's why we get all these tornadoes and storms here.
Well, the Mississippi River from Minnesota all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico also plays a part in it. That water mixes with the warm air and the cold air. That contributes to tornadoes as well, don't you think so?
I'm sorry, I was momentarily distracted. One more time, if you could say that.
Okay, the Mississippi River,
yeah,
from Minnesota down to the Gulf of Mexico, down there by Louisiana, that water also mixes with the hot air and the cold air and can produce tornadoes as well. What do you think?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's why they call it Tornado Alley, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we get tornadoes around here all the time.
Right. But isn't it kind of curious that the Bible Belt South, which, you know, are strongly, you know, Bible believers and readers and livers, are getting all this bad weather? Is God punishing the people he loves the most for their sins?
No, they just happen to live in an area where the weather tends to get a little bit wild. I mean, wherever you live, there's going to be a problem. Living in Southern California, you got to worry about earthquakes.
Right.
You know, living in Hawaii, volcano eruptions and tsunamis. That's,
yep.
you know, different places have different issues.
Right. Well, that's just my opinion. I just wanted to get your opinion of what you thought of it. But that's basically my opinion.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion here, and we're going to let you go. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Do you recall the movie The Abyss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, deep-sea science fiction movie with aliens,
yep,
down there.
James Cameron.
Okay, that was a very good... Yeah, David Cameron. Ed Harris, Michael Biehn, he played, if I'm pronouncing it right, he played a Lieutenant Coffee, a Navy SEAL.
Well, something you may not be aware of, one of the reasons that James Cameron is so interested in deep sea submersibles is the fact that his brother, Michael, is a scientist who, in fact, he built the rovers used in the Abyss. He built the rovers that were used to visit the Titanic. And, and James has been, helping to fund his research and development.
Okay. Well, anyone who sees that movie and then sees how Coffee dies when that submersible cuts loose and from the pressure that, implodes on itself.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really a vacation I want to take, especially in a homemade, an amateur carbon fiber. I mean, this is just, and these money junkies, man, they're taking, vacations into space and, they've been going to Everest for a long time. There's a bunch of billionaire fossils up there on Mount Everest.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, these people don't have anything better to spend their money on. Oh, I guess they do put it in, towards charities like the NGOs and stuff. I don't know. It's just, I have no sympathy for these people, If they die, if they died quickly, well, maybe that's good. They didn't suffer. But this is one thing I'm going to throw at you on this topic there. I was just curious because carbon fiber, it's strong, but once it's fractured or compromised, it loses all its strength. It'll fracture very easily.
Yeah, and carbon fiber's primary strength is tensile. It resists being stretched. But it really doesn't make sense to me to try and build a compression structure out of carbon fiber. And there were some really dumb things put into that design, like not having a hatch that can be opened from inside.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm not banking on this thing here. That's just something I thought of because my mind's always trying to look at every angle of what's going on. In 2014, a two-man Greenpeace submersible was attacked by giant squids.
Yeah.
Caught on video. Yeah. Yeah. And these weren't the real big ones. These were jumbo squid, not giant squid, or red devils. The Humboldt squid is what they're called. And
yeah.
Have you ever been fishing? You know what a buzz bait does? It creates a vibration in the water, and it attracts predators. So you have this thing down there where the giant squid, the biggest of them all, live in the North Atlantic and North Pacific. In fact, I looked up.
Really?
On
I thought
Wikipedia.
The biggest ones lived off the coast of New Zealand because that's where that Japanese explorer photographed one some years ago.
Yeah. Well, you can go to Wikipedia and it has a map of the world, the round earth, let's say. And you look at the dots, the red dots, and right real close to where the Titanic sank, there's a red dot there. It must be a pretty deep trench. And the deeper you go, the bigger they get. And I wonder, maybe there's this thing buzzing down there, and oh, I'm going to grab onto it. Maybe there's something to eat, And I don't know. Maybe it's not possible, but giant octopus have a grabbing or a squeezing strength of 10,000. I think it was 10,000 pounds, square inch or something. I have to look it up again. Let me see. I got it here. Between 10,000 and 20,000 pounds. So that might
that's
be
a
enough
lot.
To cause a... Yep, that's a lot. Yeah, now, so I don't know. It's just something to throw out there.
Well, you raise a very interesting point because apparently during the search for the Titan, one of the ROVs was lost. And, maybe something had it for lunch.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I mean, the ROVs do get lost. If you remember back when Ballard was first exploring the Titanic, they had this little tiny camera on a wire. It was called Jason Jr. And it was a cute little thing that could get into tiny places. They lost that one on a subsequent expedition.
Yeah.
And if you go back to Cameron did a documentary about the Titanic, I think it was Ghosts of the Abyss. And he almost lost one of his, in fact, almost lost both of his rovers there.
Yeah, it's basically next to operating in space, operating in deep ocean.
Yeah.
Before I go, I just don't understand the fascination with the Titanic. I know, there's a movie about it, the author's romance, and, the controversy over the captain and the iceberg. And, I don't know. Why don't they promote or actually, go and look at all the shipwrecks in the Solomon Islands. Well, how about the HMS Hood? You know, almost every sailor was lost in that. The Bismarck sank it in the North Atlantic. You know,
yes.
We don't want to look at the weapons of war and the tragedy that we want to go and just romanticize this ocean liner that was full of, you know, they were classy back then. I mean, nowadays they look like, I don't know, like floating casinos with a theme park on top. I mean, they're gaudy and disgusting, in my opinion, but I can't afford to go on one, so maybe I have something to do with it.
Well, you know, they're basically now destinations. The allure of the great era of steamships like the Titanic and the Olympic and the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth was they were very fast. It was the fastest way to get from Europe to the United States. They could do the crossing in about 4 days. And that speed was essential to their being able to find passengers who wanted to pay for a ticket. Today's cruise ships could not even begin to match that kind of speed because they're not supposed to. They just sit out there on the water and you have a party.
How the hell do those things not tip over? I mean, they're so damn tall.
It's ballasting. You know, don't forget, you know, there's the part that's above the water and then there's another part that goes way below the water. And, it's just done with careful ballasting.
Yes. The operator of this Titan, he didn't want to hire 50-year-old retired white men. He wanted young, vibrant people. So, I don't know, maybe they should start hiring pilots for these Gulfstreams and Learjets that these elites fly on. But don't hire a retired Air Force pilot. Hire some 21-year-old black tranny or something. Give him a pilot's license. And go crash in the side of a mountain for all I give a damn about. I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. And let's see. Let's talk a little bit about science here. And it turns out, you know, Greta Thunberg made a prediction some time ago that if we didn't end our use of fossil fuels, the world would be gone. And apparently the deadline came and went, and we're all still here. And Greta has now pulled that prediction down. Reminds me of Al Gore's prediction that the Arctic would be ice-free by 2014, and they had more ice. So there's another article here from the Daily Skeptic saying that there has been no change at all in the average United Kingdom temperatures for more than two decades. And so, yeah, this was just another hoax that was being played on us to trick us out of money and obedience by saying, you icky poo, dirty human beings, you're poisoning the planet and you've got to stop. You've got to stop using, you know, fossil fuels, and you've got to have electric vehicles and so forth and so on, which we will be glad to sell you at a very high markup here. All righty. This thing about gender identity and now species identities, I guess the furries are out now. There was a 13-year-old girl was called despicable by her teacher at a Church of England school after asking a classmate how she could identify as a cat. Okay, so the schoolgirl and her friend were reprimanded by their teacher at Rye College in East Sussex at the end of an eighth grade life education class, where they were told that you could be who you want to be and how you identify is up to you. So, you know, just not really dealing with reality there. But so apparently one of the girls said, I identify as a cat. And the teacher reported the two girls to school administrators and were told that they would not be allowed to come back to school as long as they think that only boys and girls exist. Okay. So, and it's nuts out there. I'm not surprised people are, you know, getting really fed up and tired of all this stuff. Anyway, 512-248-8252, the lines are open. And along that same line, here's an article in the Daily Mail. And it's also talking about that same incident where this girl was called despicable for rejecting a classmate's claim she identified as a cat. And apparently this is now a growing trend, and they're called the furries, and schools are allowing kids to identify as cats, horses, and dinosaurs, and teachers are failing to question them. So, let's see. Another student is said to wear a cape and demands to be acknowledged as a moon. These people are going to need therapy when they grow up. They really are here. All righty. Now, over at the Mayo Clinic, okay, there was a Mayo Clinic professor who has been suspended. Professor Michael Joyner was suspended without pay for a week after saying that testosterone improves athletic performance, which, yes, it does. But apparently it's now politically incorrect to say that because of this issue of transgender athletes participating in girls' sports. So basically he was told to refrain from speaking to the media unless given permission by the clinic. And the college expressed that Dr. Joyner's opinions proved problematic in the media and the LGBTQI plus community at the Mayo Clinic. Okay, this is really getting out of hand here. All right, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I work offshore on oil rigs. I did until the whole vaccination thing, you know, because now you can't unless you... But I did spend... I was with the Scripps Institute for a while on their research vessel. And I worked for Oceaneering, and we had a lot of research and scientists on there. And there's a culture amongst the research vessels that's different than the Mariners, you know? I always say they took the Mariner out of the Submariner, you know, these subsea guys. And they're very smart, but they're arrogant. And this guy that, you know, I see this guy that, you know, he doesn't want white guys, old Submariner white guys working for him because they're going to tell him, hey, this is unsafe. You know,
they have that's probably exactly what was going on.
Yeah, and then so he's woke, or he pretends to be woke, so he can say, well, I want to get young people and be inspired them, and they can be inspired. How can an old 50-year-old white Submariner... Well, those guys would have saved your ass. No offense. They would have. That would, you know, they might have prevented you from being dead. And those four, I guess three of them were billionaires. One's a billionaire's son. And really, it's, you know, it's kind of like Bud Light with the wokeism. Here we got wokeism, and you know, on Submariner boats, submarines, whatever you want to, you know, submersibles, I guess. It's the karma. I mean, most sailors are superstitious. You know, you don't tempt like Neptune. You know, you don't. You know, you're going to go like poke around in a graveyard. You know, it's almost like, boy, you're asking for trouble. You know, the guy was saying how it's like unsinkable. You know, didn't he read the A Night to Remember? You know, wasn't that what they were saying about the Titanic? I mean, you talk about like everything coming together in a convergence. It's going to make a good movie, but it really is such foolhardiness, you know. I also saw on one of the shows that they have some like 25-year-old young lesbian girl that works for this company, and she posted that they went to a drag show in St. John's, Newfoundland. You know, this was a couple days before they left port. Which I found kind of interesting. You know, I'm wondering if any of these big billionaire dudes were out there going to a drag. You know, once again, you want to poke fate. You want to, like, play around with forces beyond your control. I mean, I'm superstitious. I'm a sailor. I know what the sea can do. And I find that a lot of these research types don't. You know, when we would hit bad weather, they'd all be, like, vomiting and seasick.
Okay, Joe, I got to put you on hold. I want to hear the rest of this story, and we'll be back after these few words. 512-248-8252.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're finishing up with Joe in Tennessee, and so you're talking about how the mariners who actually run the ships are a different breed from the scientists who are merely renting those ships to carry out their projects.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of those guys, and I've talked to them, and you know, you're on a boat with them. They come on for like a month or whatever, and I'm not taking anything away from them. They're usually very, very smart, brilliant. They kind of keep to themselves, but they're friendly and decent. But they have an arrogance about them, you know, in that they don't really respect the sea, and you know what I mean, like a mariner does. I mean, if you watch that guy, that CEO, showing off that submersible, that tube, and throws like a PlayStation controller around, like laughing. I mean, I would have ran out of there. Like, this man is not serious. He's not taking it, the dangers of this.
Well, you know, a lot of people have made an issue about that PlayStation controller, but the fact is, they have actually become very popular for controlling, complex. Equipment, and the military is using them, and construction crews are using them, because it's an interface that everybody already knows.
Well, that might be true, but I would want more backup. I'd like to look into the backup to that. I mean, just
I imagine they have a spare tucked away in some.
They said they have a spare, but I'm talking about even a back. You know, we always like having redundancy. You know, I know that like with Oceaneering, we have the dive bell. You know, and that thing is built like you could see the safety on that. I mean, you could see the redundancy, the hydraulics. It's just everything just tight and just really well put together because it's been used a lot. It's got experience. It's 10 years old.
Well,
you know,
you're not going to get an argument from me. The Titan looked very rinky-dink. Mike in our control room just tells me they use an Xbox controller on the U.S. Navy sub for the periscope array. So if you grew up playing video games, you already know what this does, and that's why it's being adopted.
Well, I'll bet you money there's some kind on the submarine. There's some kind of an override. There's some kind of a way to like to do the same thing without the Xbox. I would bet money.
Well, my guess is probably this version of the Xbox controller is built to mil-spec. In other words, you can't get it for your home. It's probably very, rugged and sturdy. And again, they're going to have spares.
Yeah, and there'll be an alternate way to do it. I'll almost guarantee that.
Yep.
Another way to complete the function. But, you know, I had a friend that was a captain, and we went to SpaceX, you know, because he was working offshore, and they offered him money. But he got out there, and he couldn't stand it. Now, he's a captain because these rocket guys, you know, same kind of thing. They're just going up instead of down. And they had no respect for, like, the boat. It was just about the mission that they had. And it was just like, you were like not even second tier, like a third tier consideration. And he said it got to the point where it was dangerous because, you know, they're so focused on their mission launching SpaceX, they had no idea about the maritime mission and they had no respect for the sea. And that is like the cultural difference. And it's why I'm not, you know, this thing didn't surprise me, you know, just because of, there's not enough consideration for the maritime aspects and the danger, you know. And, I mean, it just, you know, there were people, these so-called 50-year-old, you know, uninspiring submariners that were warning this guy about the hazards and how dangerous it was. I mean, there's a lawsuit, and the one guy got fired. So,
yeah.
You know, it's the culture. Some of these guys, it's just like they don't really have respect for how dangerous the mission that they're on is.
They didn't really respect the realities of what going 2.5 miles down into the ocean is capable of doing.
Yeah, the other thing people don't realize is on research vessels, they're not like inspected by the Coast Guard or ABS or, you know, they don't have the classification societies. They like get away.
Yeah, well, by operating in international waters, they evaded the need for any kind of safety checks or certifications.
Yeah, so, you know, and people that have been underneath those authorities have we think more along those lines about safety than these research guys because they're not under an authority. So they're not used to, like, and that makes you think better. I mean, you know, there's a reason to be safe. And although it can be a pain in the neck, you're always thinking, well, I'll never, you know, the Coast Guard's going to get mad if I don't fix this or, you know. So it keeps you, your mind, you know, kind of anchored, you know, whereas these research people, they just, I mean, like I said, this is not surprising. I mean, offhand, I can't really come up with any examples of trouble that I've had with it, but I might be able to think of it some other time. One quick thing, you know, I hear RFK being, you know,
yeah, we got about 15 seconds here.
All right, I want somebody to ask him about John. You know, I've heard him answer questions about his dad and his uncle being killed.
Yeah.
What about John?
What happened to John was very suspicious. Anyway, I got to let you go.
Thank
We've
you.
Got other callers waiting on the line. And 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show. Here we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Welcome back. You did what?
I'm sorry. Your volume was down for the first part of that.
It's the end of the week. Go figure. I just simply said... Oh, goodness me. Hello, young man, to start with. And
yep.
Speedy recovery to Miss Claire, for that matter. And
yep, Claire's doing fine.
Good. And before I forget, happy belated midsummer.
Yeah, that just happened here, and we're officially in summer, and the local amusement park is doing fireworks at night, and it's all kinds of cool stuff.
Well, in some parts of society, it's the beginning of summer meteorologically. In other parts of society, this actually marks the high point of summer. So, and it goes from there on. But anyway, aside from that, despite the fact that in sectors of society, the actual seasonal changes have become demonized. But aside from that, I did come across some of the videos that they have on RBN's site One, I'm looking to take in the one documentary that the so-called LGBT XYZ whatever is standing a big foothold against about that they don't want the public to see. I'm looking to see it to see what it's about as far as the dangers are concerned and so forth, for that matter. By the same token, as far as the other film is concerned, the documentary about the sexualization and exploitation of children and basically kidnapping them or who knows what and basically rescuing them and so forth, I have to applaud these folks for doing this because, quite frankly, that is absolutely reprehensible. And as for the people who are pedophiles that are into this stuff, it was a mention about there being a chemical castration of said people or the individuals involved. Nah, that's too polite. That's too, smoochy-woochy or whatever. If you're going to do that, go ahead and snip-snip and let it be done with. I mean, because they obviously don't deserve the family jewels that they were born with, that they're going to go and attack a child that is underage, obviously, and cannot speak for themselves. For that matter. So to me, that's just reprehensible. And I almost wanted to hurl when I saw that. I was like,
well,
oh my
did
God.
You catch the story where the United Nations is now saying that underage children can consent to sex? I mean, that one just floored me.
Okay, if the United Nations goes and says that, then they're no different than the World Health Organization, which is reprehensible and so forth. So the question is, where is the United Nations getting their funding from as far as the major families like the Rockefellers, the...
Well, supposedly they get their funding from the member nations, and of which a large chunk of that money does come from the U.S. government.
Well, that's just reprehensible, illegal, and absolutely immoral because, quite frankly, you're advocating taking a child in their innocence or wonder of innocence, and adulterating them and traumatizing them. And they wonder why children are committing suicide if they're able to do it. I mean, let alone this this questioning about their sex and all that, that's one thing, which has become another distraction for that matter as far as the drag queen crap goes.
But yes.
The aspect of adults having sex with children, whether it's man or whether it's a male or female, doesn't matter. I have a pretty good area of comprehension in life, but I'm sorry, this just goes off the deep end. So for the people who do this, guess what? Your karma is going to bite you in the backside, and quite frankly, you don't deserve to procreate to start with. You don't. You have adulterated that right to do so. And you don't deserve it. You destroyed the children's honor and respect for that matter. So anyway, enough about all that. I get very emotionally torn out of the frame when I see and hear about this garbage. And for these folks that are going out and rescuing the children or trying to hunt them down, I have to applaud them. I absolutely have to applaud them because at least they're trying to find the children and return them back to their families, whoever that family member may be. And hopefully, that family member did not sell that child off. Hopefully. If they did, then they deserve to be in jail. So, go figure. Anyway, enough out of me. Meanwhile, I'll have a olive in my margarita. It'll be a green one, no rainbow. And what can I tell you? Meanwhile, have a fun week. Later, kiddo.
All right. Thank you very much here. And let's see. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Welcome back to you. I'm telling you, we miss you.
Well, like I said, real life intervened. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Well,
I'm getting old, and there's only so much Michael to go around.
That's just a number, Mike. You're not getting old. That's just a number. Okay, I wanted to ask you, you said something before you went to the commercial, and I've tried to check it out, but I think I have found out what's going on. You talked about a digital currency from the Federal Reserve, and you went to commercial. Where were you getting all that?
Well, it's a link. Basically, it's the result that the House of Representatives has passed a resolution to prevent the Federal Reserve from going down and trying to evaluate a digital currency. You know, we know that governments and tyrants like cashless societies because you're dependent on those little cards. If you're in a cashless society, you automatically prevent runs on the bank when the banks make bad decisions. So this is all being done for the benefit of the banking industry and Wall Street. And you know, it's going to be open to all kinds of surveillance and abuses like we're seeing in China. It's just generally a bad idea for we, the American people. You know, when this nation started out, you know, the money was the actual metallic content in the coins, mostly silver, somewhere in gold. But that's what the dollar was defined at, a certain weight measure of silver and the equivalent measure in gold. And they were put into these coins of uniform value. There's a little extra metal in there for durability, but that silver and gold was the money. And there was nothing the government or the banks could do to change its value. And then we got into a situation where back in the 60s, the paper notes they had back then, the gold and silver certificates, they weren't considered money. They were just claim checks because you could go into the bank and get the real money for that. Then we got the Federal Reserve notes, which were not redeemable in metal. And then in the 1960s, they took the silver out of our coinage completely. And then Richard Nixon closed the gold window. And so now our money is basically make-believe. It's fairy stuff.
Right. Rods, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars. You know, I knew something was going on because the card they give you for Medicare, I think it's a card, and they said they started talking about U.S. dollars, USDs, and instead of just dollar amounts, and they said they have to give me a new card by July. And so that's when I found that House Bill 2211 to study the Fed now to be launched around July in 2023. Aha. So I'm really concerned. I told people, you better find another way. And of course, you know, executive order behind our line of sight, Biden did it. He did that on 3/9/22, so that bill was number 2211, and I interpret that to 11 as decision and judgment. So I don't think people know that this they said it's just kind of like slid into the digital currency thing. I'm thinking, yeah, it's just like they slid the Titanic into the water with soap or something. I'm calling it the Titanic. But anyway, and by the way, Titan means Satan. And they even said back then, you know, that even God himself couldn't sink that ship. So I wouldn't have nothing to do with that myself. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And basically, Titan does not actually mean Satan. The Titans were a class of demigods from ancient mythology. Medusa was a Titan. The Kraken was a Titan, and so forth and so on.
Oh, well, let's put it this way. It didn't have to do with Jesus. And I agree with that guy who called earlier about all these horrible things happening in the South. That's right. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And we're not living up to it. We're not living up to it. So I agree with him. That's why the Bible Belt is getting the heck beat out of it.
I think it's just, geography and convergence of weather systems. Anyway, thanks an awful lot, Pat. We're going to let you go here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And interestingly enough, there is a national suicide lifeline and a suicide prevention lifeline. And apparently they went through some changes during the coronavirus pandemic. the new version of the hotline is being swamped with more calls than ever before. And part of the overhaul included shortening the previous 10-digit number to the much simpler 988. So if you're thinking about doing yourself harm, you pick up a phone and you dial 988, and hopefully somebody will be there to take care of you and get you counseling and so forth and so on. So since the launch of the new NSPL in July of 2022, there have been over 2 million total calls on the hotline. That is a 45% increase from the amount of calls on the prior 10-digit hotline in the same period of time the previous year. So a lot of people are just really struggling and suffering and having to deal with all of this stuff. Anyway, getting on back to the Titan, there's more and more information coming on out. They have now identified 5 components from the original submarine, basically confirming that it suffered a instantaneous implosion. And interestingly enough, James Cameron has come on out with a comment. He's probably going to get a lot of flack for it, where he said he sees a lot of similarity between the CEO of the that made the Titan, who was also piloting the vessel, and Captain E.J. Smith, who was warned about the ice field ahead and just barreled the ship on through at full speed. And so, it's been an interesting sociology, because I've been following on Twitter everybody talking about the Titan, and there's been a lot of very cruel jokes. There have been a lot of outright hoaxes. And, you know, you start to wonder what's basically happening to our society and our civilization here. So it turns out that the wife of the CEO is the great-great-granddaughter of the Strausses, Ira and Isidore Strauss, who perished on the real Titanic. They were the founders of the Macy's shopping center stores. And so it was kind of a little bit of a family link. That may have been why they had an interest in the Titanic. So anyway, there is a lot of stuff going on here about the Titan. But in the end, it was just hubris, pride, the desire to, you know, make a big profit as quickly as possible. I imagine, you know, their investors were expecting a high rate of return, given that it was a high-risk venture to build this submarine to begin with. But, yeah, they got kind of, caught up in it, and they just didn't pay attention here. Okay, now let's looking at some new headlines here. The National Health System Director of End-of-Life Care confirms doctors lied about COVID being a cause of death to create the illusion of a pandemic. Of course, we'd known that from way, way back here. And let's see. We talked about Walensky. And by the way, more and more countries in Europe are starting to follow Sweden's lead and revise their immigration policies, because it's just been a disaster for them, just as it's been a disaster in this country. And so they want things to go back the way they were. And I certainly agree with that as well. Oh, over in Illinois, they're looking at a bill where illegal immigrants will get the exact same driver's licenses as Illinois citizens. Now, up until now, they were issued temporary visitor driver's licenses, and the governor of this, or actually it's the Secretary of State, Alexei Giannoulias, is saying that TVDL marker is like a scarlet letter and it's going to lead to discrimination. Well, if you remember Title VIII, you know, there's supposed to be discrimination against illegal immigrants because they are not supposed to be here. Okay, and that's not a racist comment, okay, because racism, illegal is not a race, is what it comes down to. So, Anyway, 512-248-8252. We're coming up on our last commercial break. And see, a lot of people, a lot of people still very upset over the Hunter Biden situation. They gave him a wrist slap. They didn't address a lot of the other crimes that are documented on his laptop. I mean, this is complete whitewash of this whole thing. So we already talked about the impeachment, and let's see. Okay, Representative Clay Higgins claims he has evidence that the FBI had confidential human sources dressed up as Trump supporters on January 6th. No big surprise there. It's what the FBI does. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Sherry in Arkansas. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Injustice, and what do we do about it?
Well, that, of course, is the operant question here. You know, we've obviously lost our republic. You know, we are the playthings of the rich and powerful. And, you know, I don't know where we go from here. I've lost all hope of ever restoring this country to what it was.
Again, what do we do?
I don't have a suggestion. I mean, you know, the first thing is we've got to get honest elections back so that we regain control of the process of government. What do you think we should do?
I don't know. That's why I was calling you.
I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I continue to maintain that, you know, getting the elections back to being honest is probably the single most important step that we can take to trying to undo some of the damage that's been done to this country.
A sad state of affairs.
It is very sad, and I've been watching it unfold for decades now, and it is sad. It reminds me of when I was dealing with my mother who died of cancer, and just week after week I could see the deterioration, and there was nothing I could do about it. And I feel much the same way about this country right now. It's just sad to watch.
It is sad to live it.
Yeah, all right. It is that.
You have a delightful day.
Say again?
You have a delightful day.
All right. Well, Sherry, thank you very much, and you have a delightful day, and I'm sorry I couldn't answer your question because I honestly don't know. And it's very sad to watch it happen. All right. So we're coming up here on the end of the show, and just for the heck of it, I took a look at that 3D printed bunkers website. And it looks pretty interesting, the one that we just had the commercial here. So getting on back here, let's see, anything happening. Apparently, we talked earlier about how Hunter Biden was threatening a Chinese oligarch for payments. And apparently there's new information coming from Jack Posobiec that Joe Biden was in the room when that threat was made. And apparently this has been documented in a Hunter Biden text from it's insane what these people are getting away with. It really, really is. This is not the country I thought I lived in. Maybe it's always been this bad and we just didn't know in the age of, you know, TV and radio and newspapers being our primary sources of information. And we know today how much they misinform us. And with the advent of citizens media and the internet, we're finding out just the real nature of our government. It's not a pretty picture. Okay, so you should be hearing the music here very, very soon. There it is. Okay, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And I'm forgetting off the top of my head who's taking the microphone tonight. Peter Serafin is taking it. So spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help right now more than ever. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.